Today we're going to take time and do what I call talk about public safety here. We have Sergeant Ryan Palmer, who has been designated to keep coming.
Good morning.
He's back here, but you brought the chief again, or the chief came on his own?
Yes, sir.
He did. He did. Today, the 12th of December, Shop of the Cop Day.
Yeah.
And it's finally here for the department. A lot of work's gone into putting this all together. So who wants to give me a little rundown about what's happening? And I know you're not in charge of it.
Yeah, no more.
Sherrard is, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, Officer Sherrard. Yeah. He's worked hard over the last couple months to put a lot of plans together. There's a lot of businesses that are involved. There's a lot of volunteers that are involved. Tonight we get to take, I think, around 120 kids shopping. Take them and their families down to Walmart. First, they come to the fairgrounds, eat a meal with us, and then we'll bus them down to Walmart to do some Christmas shopping. They get to go back, wrap some gifts, and just take those away and try and have a enjoyable Christmas. Some of these families don't necessarily have the money this year to provide gifts for their kids, and that's okay. That's where we get to come along. That's where citizens have been able to pitch in and provide some money, and we get to take the kids shopping and get them some extra gifts this year.
The and this is one of those for some. Yeah, I remember over the years that for some this might be the only Christmas gifts they might be getting, or they get a few others from some other groups. But this is a big one where, and you've got guidelines. Again, the guidelines are there. You just don't go out and buy toys.
No, they have to buy some necessities, clothes, boots, different things like that as well.
I think I remember back to the one time. Oh, at the time he was Deputy Pontius. He needed a little help with some girl that wanted to buy a pink dress, and he wasn't real good at that. But again, you have helpers. You have people that come and help and have stepped up to volunteer. So it does make it work.
Yes,
absolutely. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the volunteers. Frankly, we just there's so many kids, and we're. Thankfully, the community is so supportive of this project that they've donated so much money that we're able to take 120 kids. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cities, I mean, way bigger than us that don't take even close to that number. So because we've taken so many kids, we're fortunate too. We definitely need the help, and we've always have citizens and groups volunteer to help us out.
So that wrapping, that's a big challenge. Get that done. One thing I did want to ask you, and because I do know the association, and again, this is not through the city or anything. This is all done through the association. But you do have basically a line item where donations for this just go to this, to Shop with a Cop. And some, I know the big thing is people have donated up to it, and they donate pretty heavily here right at the end of the year. But they could do it any time of the year. You take contributions.
Yep, all year long we take donations of any amount, and that just goes into whether we use it for this year or whether we use it to bless the kids next year. We just take those donations all year long.
They're still going to be used for the same thing.
Yes.
With the cup. All right. Well, that is tonight, folks. If you see them all out there, just stay out of the way.
Yes.
Sometimes it gets a little hectic.
You can come say hi, but I wouldn't do your typical shopping tonight.
Might be a time to, unless you're just going to take pictures and watch everybody go out and go a little crazy. Let's talk a little bit about, because we did hit it a little bit this week, and it looks like this weekend might be one of those where we could have some weather issues showing up. Winter driving skills are required, I'm sorry, but it takes a little while for people to learn those. And what's out on the highway, not all that much different than driving in town.
No, we don't want to see accidents. So once we start having snow and slick roads, just really take it slow. Be cautious of those around you. It takes longer to stop. We all know that. But it does take a little bit of time to get back in the routine of winter driving. So just really take it slow. Leave early. And make sure you have all the essentials with you in case you were unfortunate, get in an accident or something like that. Have some warm clothes with you. Really important, have a working cell phone. Make sure before you leave your cell phone's charged so you can make a phone call. If you need some emergency assistance or you just need a friend to come pick you up, have that working cell phone with you.
I know in town, at least in town, Public Works, good job of getting out there in at least intersections where people are stopping and trying to start and things like that, doing treatment anyway for those areas. We haven't had the measurable snowfall.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah, and there's still some. And potentially ice this weekend, which is never new fan of ice, not at all. Again, in town and out of town, same thing. You got to have those winter driving skills.
Yeah.
Just pay attention. Just because it's four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, don't think that'll stop
you. Doesn't mean you're invincible.
Yeah, no kidding. We get out there and do a lot of that, too. When we do hit the snow, obviously, Nixle is the one I keep saying. Go there. Get yourself signed up. 888-777.
Yes.
Boone Snow.
Boone Snow.
All one word, capital letters.
Correct.
Easy way to do that. That way you don't get stuck in getting towed.
Correct.
Which you guys don't want to go out and do anyway.
We absolutely do not want to do that.
So those are one of the things, again, with the snow ordinance, when it starts to go into effect, to keep yourself updated and follow along with that.
And help your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Because some people have extra driveway space.
Correct.
It's pretty easy to help out. And this is also, again, when you get to that, this is the time it is permitted to park in the parking. If correct. You're hoping that they're not going to shovel too much snow up on there or push the snow up there. But it is a way to get your vehicles off the street. So we do have a lot of apartment dwellers out there, too. It's a challenge for some of them.
Oh, absolutely, it is a challenge. We understand that's a challenge. We that's why we like this notification system so well, because we do not want to tow anybody. We really hope every time that we have a snow ordinance event that we can drive through the town and not find anybody to tow and move on. But there's lots of parking downtown in parking lots. They're maybe not close to your apartment, but there are places to get off the street. And hopefully everybody takes that in consideration.
Let's talk a little bit about this time, holiday time. People might be taking off and going somewhere. Some people are headed south, and we know that. What's the best bet to make sure that they keep their homes safe? Because we've seen in other places, okay, if we have a football game, somebody like Joe Burrow gets their house broken into. That's a big house. We don't worry. We have smaller ones, but again, safety first, and letting people know, I think that's probably the best thing. Do you get notified when people are taking off and they want you to know, maybe swing by a little more often, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a service that we provide. We're always trying to be out in the community looking at different things. But if you are going on vacation or you're taking a few days to just get out of Boone, call us. We'll put you on what we call a house watch list. You provide your address and maybe some dates that you're gone, and we'll make sure we have officers swinging by your residence every so often, a couple times a day, just to look at the doors, make sure there's no extra foot traffic around there. If there's snow, we'll make sure there's no tire marks in the driveway, different mm-hmm. things like that look suspicious to us. If there is, we'll make sure we get a hold of you. But one of the best ways to keep your house safe is to get on that list so we can be monitoring your residence.
Okay. Also do things like timers with lights, things like that.
Yeah, have lights on. It's an awesome way to make people think that you're home, whether you're not. If we're going to get measurable snow, pay somebody while you're gone to move your snow. That way the fresh snow is not sitting on your driveway telling people mm-hmm. that nobody's home. So pay somebody to move that snow just for one time, if that's all it takes, but have some extra lights on as well.
Mail and any other packages that might be delivered, again, watch those. Try to set up something if you're going to be gone. I'm guessing that the post office will hold deliveries for a while.
Yeah, I think they do a good job of that. So contact them and have them hold those.
Just some common sense things to keep track of, too.
Lock your doors.
Yeah, there's that.
It's a very simple one. But we find that there's a lot of people that enjoy Boone as a small town and a safe town, which we are. But there's a lot of people that don't lock their doors because they don't think they need to. And unfortunately, in this day and age, we highly encourage people to lock their doors.
People do come from everywhere, don't they?
Correct. So,
shopping, because people are out shopping. This is one that I always find interesting too. They'll go somewhere, they do all their shopping, they set it in the back seat or something like that, and then they go to another place to grab some more, and all of a sudden they come back and everything's gone. Not, again, safety first. Trunk, lock
absolutely.
It in the trunk. Do some way to cover it.
Sheila. Cover it up. Throw a jacket over it, a blanket over the stuff in your back seat if you can't put it in the trunk. And again, just remember to lock your doors. I mean, a lot of the thefts we've ever had in this town from vehicles is unlocked doors.
Even I know wintertime now, but even summertime when the weather gets nice, that's one of those things where you get a lot of people was walking down the street and right out of the unlocked vehicle.
Yeah, and something. Not just in Boone, some of the big malls down in the Des Moines area, cover that stuff up. If you're going out to your car to drop packages off to go back into the mall, cover that stuff up and make sure your doors are locked.
Mm-hmm. You get calls about people, the porch pirate thing. Do we have much of that? We haven't really had too much, I think.
Thankfully, we haven't had a lot. So I think that's good.
We get missed deliveries where somebody goes the wrong place. But
that happens far more than anybody stealing stuff off people's porches.
So that's good. Well, pay attention to that, too. Some of the other things. Oh, scams. Yeah. A whole new... We are getting in towards the end of the year, so the new year coming up. So, now we're going to have some tax things that'll be showing up, too. Is it amazing how some things get recycled and keep coming around? I'm still getting emails from a Nigerian prince, by the way, just so you know.
Are you in line for all that millions?
I apparently am, but I don't know. I haven't responded to them yet. But those are still showing up. They still show up. There are... always new. I mean, they come up with new ideas all the time. And I see right now on the call sheets, it just says scam. And I'm guessing most of the time people are reporting it, I'm hoping, and not saying I did this and now all of a sudden I'm missing money, because I know that's happened a few times.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. These people who are doing this are very creative. This is their full-time job, so we need to be very aware of the different emails that are coming in. If something seems odd to you, get a hold of a family member, get a hold of law enforcement. The bank even are good ones. They're really good at detecting some of these, and they'll usually direct you to law enforcement. But monitor all your emails. If it seems weird, if you're not expecting it, check into those things. Don't fall victim to some of these. Ask questions. Don't give any of your passwords out to random people over the phone, over the internet. Oftentimes when we find citizens doing this, giving out their passwords, then these scammers, we'll call them, are able to access the internal components of your electronics, and it never goes well. So just be very aware, ask questions. Don't ever hesitate to call our department. Don't feel like you're being a bother. We'll be happy to talk to you if you think something seems weird.
Do you have, how do you handle IT things that come in for you? Do you have people that will work on that, follow up on those? Or do you go to other agencies for help, DCI? Or
some of both. I mean, smaller things we could do in-house. Our detectives can do a lot of that stuff, but big losses and that stuff, DCI and the state have an option for that to help us with that. So
okay. I was wondering, because not everybody has a lot of people that can spend time on doing IT searches and following up and going on to Facebook and everything else and keeping tabs of it. So
thankfully, a lot of the scams are caught eventually, meaning that the bank will stop the payment or those types of things. A lot of that does happen, thankfully. It's when people are buying the gift cards and giving those gift cards numbers out to people that for a somewhat supposed legitimate purpose we can never recover. So just no real group or company is going to ask for you to pay anything in a gift card.
Yeah. And we're into that time of the year when people will feign or call and say, I'm from a utility and we're going to shut your,
utility like or IRS. I mean, IRS certainly isn't asking you to pay in Apple cards, but we've had that before. I mean, those types of things happen with some regularity. So just be suspicious of those things.
Do you have a pretty good work with businesses locally and the banks? I know, obviously, the banks will watch closely and stuff. Can't stop everything, but a lot of times... Do they make contact and say, we think we have a problem here?
Yeah, sometimes the banks will call the person. Sometimes the banks even call us and say, hey, this person's getting scammed and they don't know it yet. And sometimes even with some of the gift card things, we've had people try and buy an exorbitant amount of gift cards.
Sure.
And and even some of the local businesses will say, hey, what are you doing this for? And kind of stop the people, or at least kind of alert them that, hey, this is you're probably being scammed here. You should get a hold of law enforcement. So all of that is very helpful.
Is it mostly older people, or can it be anybody? I guess it can be anybody, but do they tend to focus mostly on older people?
Yeah, it can be anyone. I've seen all ages, but yeah, typically 50 and above is the general target.
They're if they have children around or somebody else paying attention to them or helping them, should they be aware of this also and try to, because people will try to hide it and keep it a secret.
Yes, ask your parents questions. In fact, I've had some people 60 and above come in and ask questions to me, and I've always asked them, have you talked to your kids about it? Well, no, I haven't done that yet. Don't be embarrassed. Talk to your kids. Sometimes they can be a very valuable resource in providing some wisdom into some of these things.
Okay. But pay attention, because new innovative things all the time. It's amazing. And if they call, just hang up.
Yes.
Just hang up. Let's talk a little bit about one of my fun things. I'm sure you're getting a lot of fun things about it, too. DOT did go ahead and remove the crossover down on the south side of town at South Lynn and Highway 30. Obviously creates, not only for you, but for drivers in particular, where am I going and how am I going to get out of here?
Yeah. You come down South Lynn and you see you can't cross 30 anymore. It's a little bit different for some people who haven't experienced that. One of the things that we're seeing is people who are coming out of Boone wanting to cross Highway 30 to go east towards Ames, they're not able to do that, so they go down to the four-way stop and do a U-turn. Or cars going eastbound that want to go to Casey's or some of the downtown stores can't cross Highway 30 to go north, so they're going down to where Moffitt's is. They're doing a U-turn down there, and that's okay, but we got to make sure we're doing that safely. There's been a couple close calls. Thankfully, we haven't had any accidents yet, but people need to be aware U-turns can be dangerous.
It's because they took that out. They did not add big turning lanes.
Correct.
Or anything yet. As far as we know, that might be on the plans down the road. So some people are going, well, why did you let him do that? Well, it is the DOT.
Yes, that is a DOT road. We did not have any input on that. And this was in a plan they showed us several years ago. I think you saw that, Jim. And for the whole Highway 30 corridor through here, this was not really in the timeline that they had given us at that point. But they did it in a way to help stop accidents there or lessen accidents there. And I think we had a number of bad accidents there. So I think the idea was right. It just came a little quicker than I think most of us thought about. And I think talking about crossing there, I don't think GPS is caught up to that yet, that's closed. So as people come in from out of town or not from Boone and trying to leave town, their GPS might instruct them to go that way, and it hasn't caught up yet. So hopefully Google gets that figured out pretty soon.
Well, they're still sending to the viaduct for the semi. So.
I know it.
That's another thing, too. No matter how much we say, go east.
Yeah, I know.
Go east and use that. So this, to me, this would be an ideal thing or an issue where people are going to head the wrong way on the wrong side. They're going to start eastbound in the westbound lanes.
Yeah, we've had a few of that already.
Fortunately, we haven't had any accidents.
Correct. Everybody's figured it out pretty quickly. As soon as they turn on the wrong direction, they figure it out pretty rapidly, thankfully, and there hasn't been any problems. But it is something to watch. And if you're in that area, maybe, you know, watch out for cars coming at you. I mean, it's a weird thing to have to worry about on a four-lane highway there, but it is new, and until people get that figured out and some of the GPS stuff gets figured out, keep an eye out for stuff like that.
Well, we've always had some people going the wrong way on 30.
Yes.
I think more than a lot of people realize, but it's probably, you get a couple a week maybe.
Yeah, over the years, I mean, it's, you know, two, three a month, and a lot of them have been at that intersection before they closed it. So just keep an eye out and just try and pay attention to your surroundings.
Okay. And we'll wait until they get the rest of the stuff figured out what they're going to do. There will be more coming our way there, too. So let me ask you this, because I've seen this a few times with our Story Street downtown now with the new diagonal parking. Well, I'm headed south, and I'll just hang a left right here and stuff. But I thought there were like double lines on the road there. You're not supposed to do that, as I understand.
Correct. And really, that the complaint that I got when we made that the most recent Facebook post, that came from in front of the post office, actually, where there's a lot of them.
It's been there a long time.
It's been there a long time. But a person came up to me and complained about it. And I thought, you know, that's something we don't educate the public enough. And now that we have so much more angle parking than we used to, I thought it'd be a good time to you know, do a little educational post. And boy, there's some angry people about that.
Well, just be doing it in the right direction.
Correct. So,
well, I mean, you just aren't supposed to, hey, we got a sign right out here that says no U-turn right here on the, at, well, where are we here? Keeler and Ninth, I think it is, no U-turn. Okay. I go in the parking lot and I turn around and come out.
Correct. So,
but that's, I mean, those are some of the challenges you kind of face when the new things are out there. Huh, people think they apply to. That's kind of like barricades. They don't apply to me. You know, just the other people.
Oh, directing traffic is so much fun.
I know. We try to avoid it if we can. Wanted to ask you a couple of quick things because I know this is typically, we talk a lot about what's going on in the holiday time and stuff. I know that you've done the Coffee with the Cops. We touched on this before, and a lot of it depends on when you have people available and what you're going to be doing. It used to be like third Saturday.
Yep. We will do that the 21st.
21st?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Welcome to winter.
That's right.
That'll be the first day. But and this is just where all you got a lot of new officers.
That's correct.
And people can come in and have a chance to meet them on a Saturday morning.
It's really laid back. Just come in, have coffee and some donuts with the cops. And there's really no agenda. It's just to have conversations, and a lot of times it leads to sports or what's going on at the high school for athletics and that kind of thing. But just come in and have a conversation. Get to meet our people.
And that also brings up a reminder, too, that – and again, it's just for an hour. Come in, bring the kids.
Yep. If you bring the kids, we'll get them stickers, put them in the police car, let them turn their lights on, that kind of thing.
The other one is springtime. You're looking at another Citizens Academy?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we usually starts in February, towards the end of February. It's every Thursday night, and it is a great time. We teach you everything we can possibly teach you in that short time, or for 9 weeks, about what law enforcement does, and from the county attorney talking to going to the range with us and everything in between. So it's a great program.
It's one of those great opportunity. If people want to find out more about it even before we start doing the sign up, they could just make contact.
We're going to put a post out soon on our Facebook page. We're kind of waiting until Shop with the Cop got over, and then we'll put a post out on how to sign up.
It'll be kind of save the date.
That's right.
And do make sure you want to come to all of those, too. The people that have been there have been very, very receptive about it.
Absolutely.
They heard a lot of good things. So.
Yeah, it's a great program.
Well, it's also something during big events that we have in the later months. Sometimes we call upon those people, the willing ones, to come help us with different traffic stuff, just support for us. So it's an opportunity to get to meet us, work together in the future, and it just helps all of us.
So they know what's happening.
Yeah.
And get a chance to find out. Being a policeman's not quite as easy as a lot of people think. We solve it in an hour because that's what they do on TV. Yeah, not quite the case. Yeah, when you do, and you do have people that are investigating things all the time. It's just, it takes time.
Yeah, there's really one crime lab in the whole state of Iowa. I mean, Des Moines has their own, but everybody else pretty much uses the DCI. So some of those things, unfortunately, TV, they get fingerprints back in a matter of 10 minutes, and that's not really how it works. Oh,
not quite. And I do know that DNA stuff takes a long time, so there's that.
Yes, it does.
No matter what they do on CSI. Yeah. There we go. Again, just some of the things to remember. We got Shop with the Cop going on tonight, but with holiday travel times, pay attention. Obviously, pay attention to the road conditions, whether it be out on the highways. If people look at the road conditions out there, if it's snow covered out there, we've got snow covered streets in town too. So it does. Just because you're in town, it doesn't start or stop snowing that way. I know Public Works does a pretty good job of getting out there, and get yourself signed up for the snow ordinance notifications, NICSL. That's 888-777-777 Boone Snow, capital letters, or if you sign up for the whole thing, you know where all the street closures will
be. That's right.
They always post those. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.